Our next guest has written an amazing book that gives a look at the state of abortion access in this country, with the first a long-term study of the consequences, emotional, physical, financial, professional, personal, and psychological, of receiving versus being denied an abortion on women's lives. What happens when a woman seeking an abortion is turned away? Dr. Diana Green Foster decided to find out with a team of scientists, psychologists, epidemiologists, demographers, nursing scholars, and public health researchers. She set out to discover the effect of receiving versus being denied an abortion on women's lives. Her new book, The Turnaway Study, offers an in-depth examination of the real-world consequences for women of being denied abortions and provides evidence to refute the claim that abortion harms women. Diana Green Foster is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, in the Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, and Reproductive Sciences, and director of research at Advancing New Standards in Reproductive Health. It is a great pleasure to welcome Diana Green Foster to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate you being on the program and for this amazing work and for you coming on and talking about it. I briefly went over this, but in a little more detail, give us a sense of how this particular study came about.
There's an idea that abortion hurts women, and it is so widespread that it's inspired about 500 abortion restrictions implemented by the state, and also made its way up to the Supreme Court, so that the Justice Kennedy claimed that he was in a decision to outlaw one type of abortion. He said that his reason was that women would come to regret their decision. And so it really needed to be tested whether abortion does hurt women. And Justice Kennedy, actually, at the time he made that decision, admitted that there wasn't reliable data. So it really needed to be studied.
So this may be obvious, but define what being turned away is, of how you look at that, of say what fits that definition of a person being turned away.
So our study was designed to try and find women who are as similar as possible, with the exception that some received an abortion and some were denied. So in this study, women were denied entirely because they were too far along in pregnancy. So from each of 30 abortion facilities, we recruited women who were just over the limit at the gestational limit in that clinic, and women who were just under the limit in that clinic. And so one received and one group were denied the abortions. But it's true that across the United States, it's very likely many more people are denied abortions for other reasons. For example, they couldn't gather the money they needed to pay for it, or they couldn't travel to a faraway clinic, or they didn't even realize it was legal.
Mm.
So this study is just limited to people who are turned away because they were too late in pregnancy.
And too late in pregnancy, depending on the clinic. So that's a moving target in and of itself, correct?
Yeah, and from a scientific perspective, that's nice in that women are denied abortions everywhere from 10 weeks to the end of the second trimester. So by going to sites all over the country, we recruited some women who received an abortion at one gestation who would have been denied at a different location at that same gestation.
When it comes,
sometimes the limits are state limits, and sometimes they're clinic policy, and sometimes it's about the skill and willingness of the provider.
As far as the study and looking over 10 years, what do you find, why that span of time, and what does that allow you to look at given a decade?
Yeah, so we've been working on this study for over a decade now. We followed each woman for 5 years. And the nice thing about following for 5 years is that we wanted to look at their outcomes in the long term. For example, did they go on to have wanted children later? And did that vary based on whether they initially received or were denied an abortion? And what we found was that women were more likely to have intended pregnancies if they received an abortion than if they were denied. But it's also the case that women, that people who think abortion hurts women think, oh, it might not happen right away. Maybe over time they'll begin to experience regret. And over the 5 years that we followed people, we did not see that. We did not see that the percentage of women reporting regret increased over time. In fact, it was over 95% at all points of women said that having an abortion was the right decision for them.
You point out in the book that, that also, as you're doing this, laws are changing around the country as well, right? So that, that's another aspect to this.
Yeah, the number of state restrictions has grown exponentially in this country, and there's a big Supreme Court case coming any Monday now in June,
right,
that will say whether the Supreme Court thinks that abortion restrictions need to be based on scientific evidence about their likely benefits and their harms, or whether that scientific data is not needed and they can be passed just based on the stated intentions of the state legislators.
Not to get away from
this. June.
Yeah. So,
Medical Services versus Russo.
So not to get away from the study and the book, but what could that decision mean for abortion rights?
The previous Supreme Court case in 2016 was actually reviewed the exact same type of law, an admitting privileges requirement for clinicians, physicians. And that law was deemed unconstitutional in 2016, but the composition of the court has changed since then. And the really amazing thing from a scientific perspective of the 2016 decision was that it said you have to have some kind of scientific basis for thinking that the restrictions you pass will have a benefit. So it's a very scary time as we wait for June Medical Services versus Russo to know whether that standard is going to be upheld or whether restrictions can be passed without regard for their outcome.
You write in the beginning of the book about the women of the study and the women who agreed to be in the study. Talk a little bit about the demographics.
So in this study, the women in the study very closely represent the women, the demographics of women who seek abortions nationally. So there's representation from every racial ethnic group. It's a similar age distribution as women who seek abortions nationally, women from every religious group. But women who seek abortions are disproportionately low income, and that has to do with all sorts of things, including access to contraception.
So you find that women who received an abortion were better off by almost every measure than women who did not. And 5 years after they receive an abortion, 99% of women do not regret it. That's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, it's clear. What is clear from this study is that when women decide that they do not want to carry a pregnancy to term, that they're making careful decisions, that they know the circumstances of their lives, and they're making a decision based on what they think is best for themselves and their children. So this study tells you that decision-making is good. It doesn't tell you that abortion is the right decision for everyone. But for women who decide that it's the right decision, it's associated with better outcomes.
You have an amazing chapter in this book about why do people have abortions, which is, I think, so important. And I'm hoping you can just give us a sketch of that, of because there's obviously so many variables, there's so many factors, and one of the key points that I took out of it was the decision making and the time that goes into the decision of whether you are or are not going to have an abortion.
Yeah, so we asked women why they wanted to end this pregnancy that we recruited them during, and they gave a lot of reasons. The most common, with about 4 in 10, is financial, that they don't feel like they can afford to have a child. And we also asked them how difficult it was to make the decision, and I think it's a surprising idea that not everyone says it's a hard decision to make. About half the women say it's a difficult decision. But for those people, for the other people, easy decision doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking it lightly. It may mean that the circumstances of their lives are so obvious that that seems like the correct choice.
I had the quote tagged here, and now I've lost it. But there was one of the women in the book who says that they don't regret making the decision. They just regret the circumstance that got them to have to make the decision.
Yes, I know which woman that is.
Yeah. I mean, that's very powerful, too. And so, but you write about this in the book, of course, of the of not only the physical health, but the mental health aspect of this.
Yeah, we tried in this study to measure all possible outcomes. Mental health was, of course, the inspiring reason that we started this study to test whether abortion hurts women. And I think some people want to think that, okay, abortion might not hurt women, but carrying an unwanted pregnancy to term might hurt women. And we didn't find that either. In the short run, women who were denied abortions had more mental health problems than women who received them. But over time, the two groups look the same, and not because they're so depressed. In fact, both groups show improved mental health over time.
We're running out of time, and I just want to get to one of the things that just really struck me in your conclusion of the book. I mean, you're talking about the evidence that you got from the study that really blows up these myths about abortion, because what you often hear about abortion, you write, have no basis in evidence, and you are not in that case talking about the moral or religious arguments. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this study does not try and weigh in on when does life begin or when the law should decide that the rights of a fetus outweigh those of the woman who carries it. Instead, this is about the consequences for women if they can or cannot get an abortion. And if laws are passed that restrict access to abortion, whether you think abortion is wrong or right, these are the consequences for women and children if women are not able to make the decision to end an unwanted pregnancy.
One of those myths you read about, making abortion illegal doesn't stop it from happening, it only makes it unsafe. How so?
So that's a common pro-choice talking point, but I think it does not capture reality. When abortion is difficult to access, many women aren't able to get it. It's not like there's some magical abortion access elsewhere. I think that's, you know, may have happened pre-Roe that people did very dangerous things to end their pregnancy. In this study, we found that when people are denied wanted abortions, they carry the pregnancy to term. And the other thing is that now there are people who order pills online, and the same pills that they would get in an abortion clinic, some people order online. And if they get the same medications and know how to take them, that actually could be safe. So the idea that non-clinical abortions are unsafe is not true anymore either.
Gloria Steinem writes about your book, if you read only one book about democracy, the Turnaway Study should be it. Why? Because without the power to make decisions about our own bodies, there is no democracy. There is no freedom and justice without reproductive freedom and justice. That does say a lot about democracy, especially during an election year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do we take this study and bring some to have positive action as a result from having the data and the information that you've compiled?
And my hope is that, in fact, this book helps make the topic less political, that people begin to see that it's not an abstract political debate, but one that affects millions of women, children, and partners. And people who are not women who become pregnant. So this I'm hoping that it's not just the statistics, but the stories of the people involved in the study help humanize the experience of an unwanted pregnancy and help increase empathy.
The name of the book is The Turnaway Study by Diana Green Foster. It is published by Scribner. Thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.